Late last week, Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net sat down with Governor Mike Beebe for another of Roby's conversations with elected officials. They discussed state income taxes, the future of Medicare in Arkansas, and more.
Many of the questions Roby asked the governor were from state residents.
We got a couple of questions on this centered around the Republican Party platform to eliminate the income tax and replace it with a, quote, more equitable method of taxation. What do you think a more equitable method of taxation would be?
I don't think there is more equitable. You can always argue about the equity of our income tax structure. And we can always argue about whether the rates should be changed in some fashion. I think those are legitimate points of debate. But the income tax was designed to be more equitable than a flat, for example, sales tax. And my top priority in terms of tax reduction continues to be removal of the sales tax on food. We've taken it from 6, down to 1.5, and we need to continue to attack that as a top priority. I think that's the most regressive and unfair tax we have, is the sales tax on food. And so that's my top priority. Now, if you're going to eliminate the income tax, you better figure out where you're going to get a couple billion, not million, a couple billion dollars just to stay where we are. All this political rhetoric, and whether it's a Republican platform or anybody else just running around out there talking about tax cuts, they talk about it. I've done it. Nobody has proposed and guided more tax cuts in the history of Arkansas than I have. So when it comes to credibility about tax cuts, I'd argue with any of them. I think I've done more to reduce the tax burden of the people of Arkansas than any Republican or Democrat or independent or anybody else in history. So I think I've got some credibility to talk about tax cuts, and I can out-tax cut the rest of them. However, we do it in a responsible manner that makes sure that we don't cut it so fast or so deep that it impacts essential services, primarily education, which is our top priority. But then you've also got public safety. You've got to make sure bad guys get locked up and you can afford to pay for that. You've got to make sure that the safety net's there for our seniors, for people in nursing homes, and for our children through programs such as Our Kids First. So you got a lot of issues to handle on the state level, and it has to be handled with, when you're talking about tax cuts, in a responsible manner that takes all of that into consideration. All the other stuff, people talk about it to run for office, and I think people get sick of promises that some folks make and never try to fulfill them. Promises that people make about, I'm going to do this, and oftentimes it's transparently irresponsible on the front end. And yet they continue to make those promises. That's why people are so cynical about politicians. That's why people are so cynical about politics. And I still maintain that you tell people the truth and you underpromise and overdeliver rather than going the other way, you get rewarded for it. I can't think of why I've received the kind of support I've received in Arkansas except for that phenomenon.
Let's talk maybe a little bit more generally about tax reform than not necessarily
sure.
Tax cuts. Could you envision, particularly if you have to work with a Republican majority in one or both chambers of the state legislature, could you envision reorganizing some of the income tax brackets like Davy Carter and Jonathan Dismay have proposed?
Davy Carter is a very intelligent, thoughtful, responsible, pragmatic member of the General Assembly. I have enormous respect and admiration and genuine liking for Davy Carter. I hope that doesn't get him in trouble in Cabot. having said that, of course I work with Davy Carter. Now, that doesn't mean that that's not a carte blanche. And I don't know of any specific proposal that Davy Carter's come up with. What he's tried to do is gather information, which I think is always helpful, about the existing tax structure and then do an objective analysis of how it can be better. Better on in terms of both the taxpayers and better in terms of the state budget. And I'm open-minded, and I'll always sit down with Davy and talk about those things.
Could you see maybe a higher tax rate?
Don't speculate. I said I'll sit down with him, and we'll talk about the specifics, but let's don't be hypothetical about what those specifics are.
Well, we could go hypothetical all day.
You always like to go hypothetical.
I do like going hypothetical. Helps me understand where your thinking is.
My thinking. My thinking is that I am extremely conservative when it comes to money. I'm a fiscal conservative. So I am very tight with our budget and tight with what we do.
You made a comment last week, too. I think you spoke to the Association of Arkansas Counties about Arkansans paying a hidden tax for health care for the working poor.
Yeah.
Maybe explain that comment, expound on that a little bit.
Well, you know, I chaired a hospital board for 10 years, Central Arkansas General in Searcy, which now no longer exists, but that happened long after I got off the hospital board. We saw every day what uncompensated care does. And when I say uncompensated care, people can imagine how many people don't have any insurance at all and don't have the ability or don't choose not to pay. Well, they show up at the hospitals anyway, or doctor's offices for that matter, and they're treated. They have to be treated. Oftentimes they show up in the emergency room where the costs are the highest, and oftentimes they show up sicker because they didn't go check on something earlier since they didn't have the money to pay for it anyway. And so what happens is hospitals and physicians and all these folks provide free medical care, but they make up for it somewhere else. You have to. I mean, you can't run at a deficit and stay in operation. So what happens is that increased costs on the rest of us who have health insurance or who are paying our health care bills, because they have to offset the losses from the free care that they have to give because people show up and don't pay anything, don't have any insurance. So I call that a hidden tax, because your insurance goes up, my insurance goes up, everybody else's health care costs go up to offset the losses from the free care, from the uncompensated care. And that's what I refer to as a hidden tax.
So what's the solution?
More people need to be paying more of their fair share. Now, I mean, that can be done a number of ways. One of the things that they're talking about is Medicaid expansion for the working poor. And as I've said over and over again, if you want to have a debate in Washington about they shouldn't do this, that this expansion is too much of a debt on our country, that it saddles our children and our grandchildren with a debt that they're not going to be able to pay, that's a good, legitimate argument. And Lord knows I've for years lamented the federal debt just as much as anybody else. I've talked about it before it got, I talked about it in 05 when I was first running for governor. But that's a separate issue. We can't vote on that, okay? I mean, that's Congress has to vote on that. Now, I'm free to talk about it. So if you're going to have that Medicaid expansion, the question is, does Arkansas get left out? Well, I've still got a concern about that because I want to make sure that if we do take advantage of the federal government paying for covering the working poor, as you say, will Arkansas have the autonomy to be able to say no if our fiscal house requires it when we start having to pay 10% of it? You know, the first 3 years, the federal government pays 100% of it. And then it ratchets up to the state pays 10% of this increased cost. Well, it's still a good deal, 90 to 10, but we still need to have the flexibility to be able to say if we can't afford it, that we just can't afford it. So I'm still awaiting official word on that, although we're getting some preliminary word on it.
What's the preliminary word?
Preliminary word is that apparently states are going to have the flexibility.
I have talked to a number of legislators on both sides of the political aisle who have said maybe we look at doing something a little bit more incremental, maybe not 250,000 potential uninsured Arkansans. Maybe we look at 50,000 or 100,000 or wherever a income level threshold might be. Is that something you're open, receptive to?
Well, number one, we don't. That's part of what we need clarification of. Is it even an option? Number two, we're not going to do any of this unless the Republicans want to do it. And the reason for that is it takes three-fourths vote to do this. So this is going to be a joint effort. Republicans and Democrats are going to have to agree on this, or it's not going to happen. I can't do it. I can't do it by myself. It takes an appropriation to get this done. So whether it's somewhere in between those 200,000 Arkansans, whether it's 100,000 Arkansans, whether it's none, will be a decision the General Assembly is going to have to make in the appropriation process. Because under our Constitution, this appropriation takes a three-fourths vote of each House. Both houses have to do this three-fourths. And I think under anybody's scenario, whatever happens in November, it's going to be close to 50-50. There's going to be close to 50% Democrats and close to 50% Republicans one way or the other, just like there is right now. So you're not going to increase Medicaid and cover this working poor group that you're talking about. And perhaps save hospitals, because some of them, you know where they are on ours.
Right.
Without both the Republicans and the Democrats in the General Assembly, or at least 75% of them.
Governor Mike Beebe talked with Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net last week. There is more from the conversation in an audio extra at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com. Included in that audio extra, the governor's thoughts about Whirlpool leaving Fort Smith.
I think it was short-sighted on Whirlpool's part. I'm sorry, I'm not happy with Whirlpool. I think what they've done is going to Mexico for that cheap labor and taking all those American jobs down there is, in my opinion, it's very disheartening.
That's included in the audio extra at OzarksAtLarge.com. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.